So I'm really, really thrilled to introduce my dad, affectionately known to everyone here as Granddad. He's going to share God's word. But before I hand over to my dad, he did ask for some readings to be done. And I've arranged for Georgie and for Kim to do a couple of readings. But before I do that, actually, Jesse also wanted to do the readings this morning. So here's Jesse doing the reading. There we go. So I hope Georgie and Kim do the readings as affectionately and powerfully and emotionally as Jesse just did there. So Georgie, I think I hand over to you first.
I'm going to read from Luke 2:25-38. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon. He was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Peniel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem.
I have three readings this morning. The first is from John 14, verses 1 to 3. "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I not have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." The second reading is from Hebrews 10, verse 37. "For in just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay." And the final reading is from Revelation, verses 7, 12, and 20. "Look, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy written in this scroll. Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done. He who testifies to these things says, 'Yes, I am coming soon.'" Amen.
Thanks, Kim. So, Dad, it's over to you.
Right. Well, good morning, everybody. Can you hear me?
We can.
Good. Well, good morning, beloved ones. It's a delight to me just to share a few thoughts out of the Word of God to encourage our hearts in these hard times. And I'd like to start to say, I love the Lord's Day, when we come together to remember the Lord Jesus in his own appointed way, when we remember him and what he achieved for us at the place called Calvary. And he came in the Father's will. It was the Father that sent him into this world to seek and to save that which was lost. And as I was thinking about these things, a hymn came to my mind that I haven't been able to sing for years because of all these modern hymns that we've got. but it appealed to my heart. And it says, Lord Jesus, the very thought of thee with sweetness fills my breast, but sweeter far thy face to see and in thy presence rest. O hope of every contrite heart, O joy of all the meek, to those who fall, how kind thou art, how good to those who seek. But what to those who find are this, no tongue nor pen can show, the love of Jesus, what it is, none but his loved ones know. And I thought about that, and I thought about every one of you there that will be listening this morning. And I thought, if I was to go round and ask each one of you when you were saved and where you were when you were saved, you'd be able to tell me. Now, I can say that with authority, with a lovely joy in my heart, the night I was saved. For many years, from a young lad, I'd gone to a Sunday school in a place called the Victory Gospel Hall. And as I got older and I went into the Bible class, and I was about 16 then, my Bible class teacher said, look, would you like to come to tea? This was on a Sunday. He'd got something in mind that he wanted to do. So I went to tea with two others from the Bible class. It was a big Bible class. And he said after we'd had tea, he says, would you all like to come to the gospel meeting? And I went to the gospel meeting. And you know, it was just like Simeon that we're going to talk about in a moment, that the Holy Spirit came, and he came to where I was sitting. And he caused me to listen more carefully to the word of God being preached from the platform. And you know, he spoke to me in real, real strong words to make me listen. That the outcome was this, that that night I asked the Lord Jesus to be my saviour. And I'm sure that lots of you can say the same thing. But you know, I know the time. I know the date. I know where it was. That was in Victory Gospel Hall in 1947 at about 7:45 in the evening when I asked the Lord Jesus to come into my heart. And I came out to that gospel hall full of joy. And I danced down the road from which the gospel hall was built. And I've known his presence with me ever since, all those many, many years. He's never left me or forsaken me. And I thought to myself, yes, there are those that probably can't remember because they were born in Christian homes, some of them, and they came to know the Lord Jesus through their parents when they were very young. And they accepted what the parents said. Well, that was them confessing that they believed in the Lord Jesus. And as you go through and ask people different ages, they meet the Lord at different times in their life. And it's always a wonderful thing to them that they're still walking with him and he's walking with them too. And we just come together this morning to remember the Lord. And as we remember the Lord, worship flows in our hearts, just like today. We remember that he gave himself for us because he loved us. He didn't love our sin, but he loved us. And he wouldn't let us go till we knew that we belonged to him. And he gave himself the body that the bread that we break, it speaks of his body given. And the cup that we drink from speaks of his blood that was shed for us to cleanse us from all sin. And you know, I thought of this, I thought again, well, it was in eternity when God chose us. Before the world was, before man was even created. And yet he knew all about us, every one of us, that were going to be there in the kingdom as priests, praising his Father, bringing glory to God. And, you know, he says there that he washed us with his own sin so that we might be fit for the presence of God. And as I sat and listened to what the Lord was telling me, I thought of the morning meeting. I thought of the time when we were all saved. And I knew then, right from the beginning, that I'd been sealed with the Holy Spirit, but also that I had a hope that was a certain hope, that one day I would walk into heaven and to meet my Saviour face to face and be like him for all eternity. And as we sit there in the morning meeting and we have praise upon our lips, because that's what God does to us, when we think about his grace and his love and his mercy, it causes our hearts to well up in praise and thanksgiving and worship. And I thought of some of the things that the Lord Jesus did, that he redeemed us. He came not into the world to minister to the world, to be ministered to, but he came to minister and to give his life as a ransom for many. And I thought of all these things where we speak about the ransom that the Lord Jesus has brought into our lives. You see, we always quote John 3:16 a lot, do we not? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And I wrote down some of the thoughts of redemption, the source of redemption for God, the basis of redemption, so loved, the object of redemption, the world, the plan of redemption, he gave his only begotten Son, the extent of redemption, whosoever, the channel of redemption, believeth, the subject of redemption, in him, the purpose of redemption, should not perish, the result of redemption, to have everlasting life. And when I think of the everlasting life, beloved, it is everlasting. It goes on forever and ever. And, well, I can't grasp that, but when I was younger as a Christian, it used to frighten me. I thought, well, what will I do for all that time? It won't be time, it'll be eternity that'll never end. And you know, the Lord will find plenty for us to do as we press on towards that goal, that wonderful hope that we have in our hearts for the Lord Jesus. Oh, it's so wonderful. You know, when you've got him on your side, you've got the whole of heaven on your side. They rejoice. They rejoiced, you know, over me when I was saved that night. And the angels rejoiced with everyone that comes to know the Lord Jesus as Saviour. And it's wonderful. And I wrote down here about redemption, and we just said about it, that he came not to minister, but to give his life a ransom for many. He's our Lord. We have that love of the Lord holding us all the time. He's our shepherd. Do you know what he said about the sheep that he kept? He says, I've lost none. So when people talk to me that, I can be saved today but lost tomorrow, the Lord Jesus refutes that. He said, of my sheep, he said, that thou gavest me, I've lost none. And he says, we're accepted in the beloved. He'll never let us go. We're secure. The Father looks after us, because once we're saved forever. So don't let anybody tell you we can be lost, because people turn around to me and they say, where is the promise of his coming? And they say it with a sarcastic way. Where is the promise of his coming? But beloved, you know, Simeon, oh, what a lovely man he was. And there was Anna, and they both went to the same temple, and they both rejoiced in the Lord because they knew their scriptures of the Old Testament, and they knew all about the Lord Jesus coming. And you know, one day, the Holy Spirit came along, because the Holy Spirit, he didn't seal us in the Old Testament, didn't seal people in the Old Testament. He came upon them when he had a message for them, and he led them into the place where they should be. And that day he led Simeon into the temple where Mary had finished her days of purification and was able to bring the little Lord Jesus into the temple. And as they came in, Simeon, he noticed them, and he took the little one into his arms. Oh, can you imagine the joy of Simeon? This Holy Spirit says, you'll not die before you see God's salvation. And he held the Lord Jesus, who was God, in his arms. Do you know, that's amazing to me. And the joy that must have been in his heart filled him and thrilled him through and through. He could say to God, he says, look, I've seen my salvation. He says, now let thy servant depart in peace. Now, you know, people argue how old Simeon was, but he must have been an old man, because only old people will tell you that they're looking forward to when they're going to go with the Lord, the day of their death. But if you ask young people, they don't want to know about death. They're full of what's going on in the world and in their lives today. So he was an old man, and he had a person that used to share the thoughts with him in the temple. Her name was Anna. And Anna, you know, she was a lovely lady. Oh, her name means gracious. And she was of the tribe of Asher, which means happy. And then there was Peniel, and it was looking into the face of God. And he brought all these wonderful things to Anna. And Anna, she rejoiced, and they used to sit in the temple together. And I'm sure they used to say to each other, oh, they used to, in fear, they used to think of the Lord and all that he had done for them and all he was going to do for them through this little baby. But then Simeon told Mary, he said to Mary, look, this little one is going to cause division. This little one, he'll see people that will rise, and there will see people that will fall. There'll be those that will accept him for who he is, and those will be rejected. And God allowed his son to be taken by wicked hands and nailed to a tree. He allowed wicked men to spit upon him. He allowed wicked men to take a whip and lash his back. But he did what he did because he pursued the path his father had given him to do, to go all the way to Calvary. And there let wicked men nail him to a cross. But you know, beloved, we're living in an age that is very wicked. That when we read our newspapers and we see all the wickedness that's going on during this lockdown, but listen, we must pray for those folks that are doing this, because God can still save them. He hates their sin, but he loves the sinner. And he's coming back. He's coming back to take us. You know, when we come to John's gospel, we read there the Lord Jesus had been talking in chapter 13 about those that would let him down, how Judas would walk out into the night to betray him. Into the night, and he'll be forever in the night, in the places of darkness. And then there was Peter, who the Lord loved dearly. And yet he said, you'll deny me thrice. And these things troubled the disciples. They were worried and they were concerned. Well, what's he going to do when he goes away? Because he was telling them he's going away. He said, in my Father's house, how tenderly the Lord Jesus was speaking to them. knowing all that they were going to do. He says, look, in my father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'm just going to go in. That where I am, there ye shall be also. Isn't it wonderful? In his tenderness, he thought of him, knowing that he'd got to go all the way to Calvary, that his wicked men would take him and he would die. Listen, beloved, he died. He died that we might have life. But you know, his father would not allow him to see corruption. On the third day, he raised him up and he had time with the disciples once more. And he told them that he was going to come again to receive them unto himself, so that where he was, they might be also with him forever. And now, oh, beloved, when I think, when we go into Hebrews, and we think there of those wonderful scriptures that tell us of his keeping power for us. And then when we go into Revelation, and he says, because you see, people said to him, when's he going to come? We don't believe it. But you know, the Lord Jesus says in Revelation, I come quickly. But you say, well, he's come quickly. He's been away a long time, over 2,000 years. But you know what the scripture tells us? 1,000 years with God is but a day. And a day is but 1,000 years. So he's only been away just over 2 days. He'll be back quickly. He'll be back and he'll come into the air. Oh, how wonderful. He'll come into the air and he will shout. Because we're coming to the, what we call it, the rapture. But before the rapture starts and he comes into the air and he gives a shout, and the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. Something's going to happen before that. Those that were in the grave that have gone before and that are asleep in the grave, the body is dead. But the spirit is with the Lord, but he's going to bring those with him and they'll be reunited with their body. And they'll rise first, but they won't be rise like the seed that was put into the ground. They'll come up out as a beautiful flower, or a beautiful piece of food that can be enjoyed by everybody. That have been changed. And those people that are alive still, they're going to be there, they'll be changed. And when they're all changed, they'll all rise up. We'll all rise up and we'll meet him in the air. And the wonder of it all, that when we see him, we shall be like him. Oh, beloved, I can't imagine that. We'll be fitted for eternity. We'll have no desire for the things that have spoiled our life, that have caused us to sin when we didn't want to sin. But we thank that we have an advocate with the Father, even our Lord Jesus. Like the power of eternity I've got in my life that rules me with a rod of iron. But he'll be our advocate and he'll go into his Father. And when we sin, we will confess our sin. And that fellowship will be reborn and we'll go on with the Lord. So we'll bless him forevermore. And so, beloved, I think the time's gone, more than gone, I think. Because people tell me, the trouble with you, Dad, you go on and on and on, you don't know when to stop. But when you've got the Lord and you've been around with the Lord and the Lord walking with you for over 70 years, you've got a lot up here and a lot in here, and you want to tell it. And usually when I go out speaking, I go on for an hour, and the people say, all right, carry on. But, you know, I don't want people to go to sleep. So I'm going to thank you for giving me just these few moments, and that the Lord will bless you and help you and cause you not to worry in these days that are troublesome days, because you know our time is with the Lord and he'll take us home when he's ready to take us home. And whatever virus is about, if he takes us in the virus, with the virus, well, that's his time. that we should be then in the glory with the Lord. And beloved, oh, just let these things thrill your heart, because we have a Lord that loves us, who gave himself for us. I think of the wonderful things that he's done in my life. Oh, it's so wonderful. You're just praising all the time. And when you're in the morning meeting and you take of the bread, of the body that he came, do you know that amazes me, that body? When we think of this little speck called earth in the whole of the universe, and God fills the whole of the universe, he contained himself as a little spot on the spot. And he walked and did the world and the work and the will of his Father. And he's brought us to know him and to love him. And he'll keep us, and he's coming for us till that day comes, beloved. Keep your chins up, keep your heart bubbling up, and let us know the Lord and be thrilled with all that he does in our lives. Amen.